Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Lynn Rose, and I just got my credit card statement, and it's got lifestyle wellness goals on my credit card for $59.89, and I have no clue what this is, but I did not charge this on my credit card.
Okay, may I start out by getting your zip code, please?
43078.
And I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Lynn Rose.
Okay, give me one second. Could it be billed under any other name, such as Shelley Rose?
I don't have a credit card under that name, but that's my name, but I don't have a credit card under that name.
Okay. Could you please verify your address for security purposes, please?
It's Urbana, Ohio.
All righty. I do thank you for that. Give me one second, please. And I was able to locate an account associated with you. I do see that on April the 14th that you actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And in the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, it does inform you that you will be enrolling into a monthly subscription to a meal planning app. This one happens to be called Bites Hub.
I don't have a credit card with my name on it.
That's the name it was billed under.
Well, no. I don't have a credit card under the name Shelley, though.
That's what it's billed under, Shelley Rhodes.
Well, that's not my name.
Is your email address?
Mm-hmm.
Shelley.
Email is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shelley.
That's my email. That's my email, but that's not my legal name.
Well,
and I don't have a credit card.
That's the name it was billed under, Shelley Rose.
Well, that's fraud right there. That's fraud right there.
Did you enter into a sweepstakes?
Well, for a sweepstakes, that's a totally different than putting something on a credit card.
Well,
that's totally different. And that's fraud right there.
That's how you got enrolled into that. You entered into that sweepstakes, and then in terms of...
I didn't sign anything on my legal name at all.
Ma'am, I don't know how it got it, but I know the charge comes from being entered into a sweepstakes. When you entered into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer.
Well, I talked to an attorney, and somebody better get this off my credit card real quick.
Ma'am, it's not a problem about getting you counsel out of there.
I'm sorry?
There's no problem about getting this counseled for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. How long is it going to take to get this off my credit card?
That courtesy refund, that one-time courtesy refund of $54.89 will be refunded back to your account in 3 to 5 business days.
It's $59.89.
They will only refund $54.89 because you did enter into that sweepstakes, and it billed you $5. So that's a $5 fee for entering into that sweepstakes. So they will refund you $54.89.
You're a scam. And you're scamming against the elderly also.
And I do have the cancellation number for you. If you'd like to take that down, let me know.
Sure would.
That will be C as in Charlie. That's 920-574-868.
And what's the name of your company again?
We are a third-party call center, so we assist multiple companies.
what's the name of your company?
It's called Byte Hubs. It's an online vendor.
Byte Hubs?
That's correct.
To your call room? Where are you guys based out of? What town are you based out of?
Ma'am, we are a call center, so calls go multiple places. Right now, we're in California.
Okay.
Anything else I can assist you with? Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Not at the moment. I'm sure someone will be in touch
with you. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.